Well, never mind that now, I interrupted impatiently. It is enough that all was right. I hope all will be right in the end, she said. But believe me, you cannot be too careful. Try and keep Mr. Rochester at a distance. Distrust yourself as well as him. Gentlemen in his station are not accustomed to marry their governesses. I was growing truly irritated. Happily, Adele ran in. Let me go! Let me go to Millcote, too! She cried. Mr. Rochester won't, though there's so much room in the new carriage. Beg him to let me go, mademoiselle. That I will, Adele. And I hastened away with her, glad to quit my gloomy monitress. The carriage was ready. They were bringing it round to the front, and my master was pacing the pavement, Pilot following him backwards and forwards. Adele may accompany us, may she not, sir? I told her no. I'll have no brats. I'll have only you. Do let her go, Mr. Rochester, if you please. It would be better. Not it. She will be a restraint.